Happy Sabbath, church. It's so wonderful to be here with you. I don't think you quite understand what this day means to me. Back in 1985, I had the distinct privilege to go into Kingsway College. And at that time, young little Luis was there. And it was so wonderful to be able to know that today I was able to be part of her granddaughter's dedication. And as we look and as we understand what dedication is all about, and it's so wonderful, I'm looking around and the church is full. I can't believe it. It's so amazing. Our brother was saying, boy, do I wish that this was happening every Sabbath. And it's so wonderful to be able to do that. We welcome each one of you and I thank you. I thank you for giving me the privilege to be able to come and to be able to speak and to be able to share the mighty power of a good and soon coming Savior. Our loving Father, I thank you, Lord, for being so wonderful. I thank you, Lord, for being love. And I thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire to dedicate our children and ourselves to you today. As I open your word, Lord, may your spirit be upon me. May my lips only speak your words. And may we know, Lord, that who we ought to decide. Today we need to make a decision. Today we need to dedicate ourselves, Lord. And there's a dedication that is expected of each one of us. And we're asking, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will help us to guide us, to help us to show us that today we need to choose you. We ask this in the grace, in the great name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to study a story that most of you will know, and it's found in 1 Samuel chapter 1. And in 1 Samuel chapter 1, there's an interesting thing that is happening in the life of one certain man. It talks about, let's go into chapter 1 and verse 1, and it says, there was a certain man of Ramatheth Zoim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tophu, the son of Zur, and Ephrathite. Now, this is interesting. When we first start, we're talking about a gentleman that is important in the society enough that God goes through the way to be able to tell he is coming from a heritage, he's coming from a lineage that is somebody that you ought to pay attention to. And as we start studying, we look at that there's a dichotomy that's happening here. There's something that I want you to understand when we're coming into the sermon today. And it says, who are you dedicated to? And we're talking about two different individuals that are happening in this story. It continues to read in verse 2, and it says, and he had two wives. And it says, the name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah did not. We've got to understand a little bit about what this is about. When you go back to that time, that period, having a child was the most important part of a marriage. Having a child, having a descendant that is going to continue your name is something that it was so important that most women at that time, when they could not have children, they were completely devastated. I know that that's not something that we care about today as much, but at that time, you have to put yourself there to know that there is decisions that you have to make. And first of all, when we start in this sermon, in this story, we see that right away, we're going against God's plan. Right away, we have an individual that has influence. We have an individual that knows, an individual that is very well known in the community. And yet, in that moment, he is breaking the commandment. He is having two wives. And right away, and this is what I'm trying to show you today, that there is a difference in between these two individuals. There's a difference in between that we need to understand that there are two dedications that we can live in our lives. There are two dedications that are important in our life. And today, as you saw this young child being dedicated, today, as you heard that there's a responsibility for us as well, The responsibility does not lie on the parents. That the responsibility does not lie on the grandparents or the great-grandparents. The responsibility also lies on each one of us. So today, as that child was being dedicated, each one of us, I hope that you were dedicated yourself as well. As you know, as you understand that there is something that's important in your life. I want to tell you that in this story, it starts that one of the wife, Peninnah, had a child. And the interesting part about this story is that Peninnah not only was just happy about having a child, Peninnah was not just happy about being blessed by God. Peninnah made it an effort and made sure that Hannah knew that she was better, that she was blessed by God. I want you to know today that as we contemplate the dedication of our lives, I want you to know today that as we dedicate, as we understand that there are two different dedications that are being done every day in our life, and there are decisions that are being done every day, you're choosing today who you want to serve. But I want you to look through this story. I want you to analyze that as you look at, as you internalize your day-to-day story, when God is blessing you, God is blessing you for you to give God the honor and the glory and for Him to be glorified in your life. And as we look right away, there is a person that is looking and she's not interested in the blessing that God has given her. She's interested in making sure that that other individual, that Hannah knows, I am better than you. I have the love of a better love than you. I have everything more than you. And she is giving the glory to whom? She's giving the glory to herself. And I think that is something that I want you to understand when it comes to who are you dedicated to today. As this child was being dedicated, we prayed to God. And it's so wonderful to be able to be up here and to be able to be of service. And I don't know, Luis, it was just such a privilege that I was able to at least hold the mic, to at least be able to say, you know, I was part. When she grows up, I can say, when you look at your video, I was there. I was holding that mic. And sometimes that is what's more important in your life. Sometimes you need to realize that you don't need to be the person that is doing the preaching. You don't need to be the person that is doing the teaching. You don't need the person to be dedicated. You need to be that person who is willing to hold that mic so the message can go to the world. And I'm hoping that as you study, as you look at the message today, I'm looking that as you know the story today, that God is asking you to dedicate yourself to Him in order for you to give Him the glory, in order for Him to be glorified, and in order for Him to be the one and the all in your life. You know, most of us, we don't even know who Peninnah's name is. When we talk about stories, when we talk about dedication, when we talk about individuals that have given their heart to God, Peninnah's name never comes. The only way that you know that her name is because it's depicted here as one of the individuals that was a foe, as one of the individuals that made Hannah's life a most difficult and most tragic time. Because as we go through our day-to-day relationship with God, the enemy is going to send individuals in your life. The enemy is going to do things in your life that is going to make you feel that you're not worthy of Him. And is going to bring to you, to enlighten you, the things that are difficult, the things that you are neglecting to do in God's life. And let me tell you that this is not what God, those individuals who are not caring for you, those individuals who are bringing harm to you, they're not even mentioned in the Bible, but your name is going to be brought up. And I want you to understand that your name is going to be brought up because there is a job that needs to be done. Your name is going to be brought up because there's something in your life. There is a God that is, once individuals see the changes, once individuals see that you are not the same person, once you understand that the change that is happening every day in your life is not only for you, but it's for those in around you. I had the privilege last week, Luis went outside and it says, Luis, my son told me that he wanted me to bring that child in this message. And I am so proud and I am so happy to be able to do that. And I'm so happy to be able to understand that my generation, that I have done my job, that even though it might be difficult, even though for my son, life might not be easy, even though for my son, he might be looking at different ways, making different decisions, he has saw enough in me to say, Mom, I want my child to be brought up like you have brought me up. And I'm hoping that you understand that that's the dedication that you're doing today. And I'm hoping that this story is going to show you and it's going to share with you the importance of being able to be used, the importance of being able to dedicate yourself to the right God. The Bible continues. We go to verse 9 and it says, So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk, and Eli the priest sat up in the seat and post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul. I don't know if you truly understand what this story is about. I don't know if you truly understand the pain that Hannah was feeling. I know some of you are feeling that pain. I know some of you are going through difficult situations, and I know that you know what it means to be separated from those that you love. And I know that you understand what it means when you feel that you don't have the blessing of God in your life. And when you understand, when you look at this story, Hannah is in the complete desperation because she wants to be blessed by God. And it continues and it says, in verse 11, and she vowed and she woed and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look at my affliction and thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, that I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall be no razor upon his head. And I'm hoping that we comprehend what this is talking about. I'm hoping that as we see that when we are in a deepest, most sorrowful moment in our lives, when we are searching for God, when we are looking for Him to bless us, that when He finally blesses us, that we understand that that blessing is to be back, to go back to God. That blessing is for us to be used for the kingdom of God. And this is what this is talking about. And it's so wonderful to be able to see that there's somebody that wants so badly. There's somebody that wants, desires so badly to be able to be blessed by God, but not for her to go back, not for her to say, look how great I am, but for her to say, my God has blessed me. My God has provided for me. My God has shown mercy on my life. It continues. We go to now verse 9. And it says, and they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned to come to the house of Ramah and Elijah and Hannah, his wife. And the Lord did what? Who wants to say that? What did the Lord do? What did the verse says there? So that's 1 Samuel 1:19. The Lord remembered her. I don't know what is going in your life. I don't know how long you have been praying. I don't know how long you have been in agony. And I don't know how long you have pleaded to God, God, please help me. God, please remember me. God, please. And whatever it is that you're going through, sometimes you're feeling that it's an eternity. And sometimes you're saying, Lord, I am faithful. Lord, why am I going through? Why are things falling apart in my life? But I want to tell you that God never leaves you nor forsake you. And God is going to remember you. God is going to remember your petition. God is going to remember your need. God is going to remember all the things in your life. And sometimes you say, well, it's been so long. I don't know. My great-grandparents have been teaching this. My parents have been teaching. This has been for a while. Where is the Lord? Where is He coming? And He's not coming because there's still daughters that need to be dedicated. There's still children that need to hear the message. There's still the message needs to go to those around you. There's individuals here today that need to hear that there's a God that loves them no matter what is going on in their lives. So we need to stop talking about when God is going to come, and we need to start doing the work that God has asked us to do. We go now into our memory text, and it is 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 28, and it says, "Therefore also I have led him to the Lord. As the Lord he liveth, he shall lend the Lord," and he worshiped the Lord there. I hope that this passage makes you understand an important part. I hope that this passage lets you understand that when God completely fulfills that request that you have in his life, that he expects of you to be able to be faithful and to honor that you have promised. Many times in our life, we pray to God, "Oh God, if you only. Oh God, if you only get me out of this situation. Oh God, if you only get me this job. Oh God, if you only get me that one girl. Oh Lord, that is the one I love. Oh Lord, I'm going to be so faithful. Oh God, if I can." And right away when God blesses you, you forget. And now this is what is so important. When you promise to God and when you fulfill to God, God is going to do amazing things through that promise that you have made. Remember that when you're making your dedication, when you're dedicating yourself to God today, remember that it's not for you. Remember that there is individuals around you that need to see the change in you. Remember that there's individuals around you that will never see God. Remember that there's individuals around you that have never read this love letter. Remember that you may be the only light. You may be the only blessing. You may be the only Christ that they ever get to see. And it's so important that when you make your decision for God, that today as you decide, "Lord, I want to follow you," that you understand that the decision that you're making is not so much for you, but it is for this young child that has no idea that she was dedicated today. Because when we dedicate a child, the child is not conscious of that dedication. But when we dedicate the child, we're not dedicating the child, we're dedicating the parents, the grandparents, the church. So there is a task for each one of us. And it's so wonderful to be able to know that God is telling you today you have to make a decision. Today, there are two women in your lives. There are two decisions in your life. There's one that when God blesses them, they come and they say, "Look at me, how God has blessed me. Look at how much. Look at how I have children. Look at how I can do." And they try to make the lives of those individuals the most miserable. But there's another woman in your life. There's a woman that comes and it says, "Lord, if you bless me. Lord, if you open my womb. Lord, if you remember me, I am going to be faithful. Not only me, but my child will be faithful to you." And I'm hoping that you understand that your decision today is not about you, but it's about those that follow from now on, that there's a decision that is so important. There are individuals that are counting on you, the decision that you make today. If God is blessing you today, it's not because you deserve it. If God is blessing you today, it's because he loves you. If God is blessing you today, because he is love. If God is blessing you today, it's because he wants you to understand that he's coming soon. I love the story here in chapter 2. And I want you to look at this, so important. And it says, "And Hannah prayed and said, 'My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I receive in thy salvation.'" Oh, brothers and sisters, oh, may we realize that today is the time for our salvation. Oh, may we realize that today is the time to make our dedication. May we realize that there are decisions that need to be made. May we realize that there's an importance. May we realize that there's a God that's coming. May we realize that as we ponder our day to day, as we're going through our sickness, as we're going through our separations, as we're going through the trials in life, that God is wanting to tell you today, brother, sister, hold on. Hold on. And give God the glory. Hold on and know that my coming is soon. You have seen, you have experienced each one of God's promises, each one of God's prophecies. You have seen each one of God's prophecies be fulfilled before your very eyes. And if God has been faithful to you today, If God has shown you that from 6,000 years ago, he has told you exactly what's going to happen, and if he tells you that he has gone to prepare a place, if he tells you that that place is made by you and you alone, if it tells you that there's going to be a table when there's going to be a feast, and if your chair is going to be empty if you're not there, and God is telling you today, you have a decision to make. You have a dedication today, and you have to dedicate yourself today to the Lord, because that chair will be empty for eternity if you're not there. And I'm hoping that you understand as this story comes together that even though you may start your life with going contrary to God's life, and you may have two wives, and you may make difficult decisions in your life, but God can still make your decisions into blessings. God can still use that son that he remembered you by, and to be able to have that son to serve God for many kings after that. And let me tell you that today, that you might be feeling that you're not worthy. Maybe today you just came because that child was dedicated. Maybe you weren't even thinking of walking through that door. And I know I wasn't expecting each one of you to be here today. And I know that I did not expect the church to be full today, but thank God for dedication. Thank God for special music. And thank God that we serve a powerful God. I pray today. I urge you today. I beg you today. I implore you today that as you sit in your solemn time with God, as you spend time together in his presence, I hope that as you remember this beautiful child and its dedication, that you go back to your home and you say, Lord, I dedicate my life to you, and I thank you for being my father.